Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Peter Schmidt. The New Testament reading for today is from Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious name, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on earth in him. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. When I was growing up, I liked watching a game show called Let's Make a Deal, hosted by Monty Hall. People in the studio audience would dress up in crazy costumes with the hope of being selected to make a deal. If selected, they would be offered something of value and given a choice of whether to keep it or exchange it for an item hidden from view. Would the contestant keep what he or she had, or would a trade be made? Adventurous contestants would make trades, and sometimes they would be rewarded with lavish prizes. In other cases, they got a zonk prize with little or no value. Since he first appeared on the scene in the Garden of Eden at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the devil has been trying to engage human beings in a game of let's make a deal. But in this case, everything he offers in exchange for what the Lord has given us is a zonk prize with absolutely no value. Oh, but it looks so tempting to trade when things aren't seeming to go well for us in this life. Just ask the children of Israel, headed toward the promised land, after leaving slavery in Egypt. When there were challenges, they were tempted to trade the Lord's leading for what was back in Egypt. Yet the Lord, in his patient love, used Joshua to lead them across the Jordan River into the land flowing with milk and honey, just like he sent our Lord Jesus to get us out of slavery to sin and death and free us from the power of the devil to live with him in his kingdom now and forever. Oh, that the Holy Spirit would lead us through word and sacrament to know more and more fully the hope to which he has called us. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe? Oh, that we would never fall into the temptation of trading the eternal treasures we have in Christ for that which is eternally useless. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, your servant Joshua led the children of Israel through the waters of the Jordan River into a land flowing with milk and honey. As our Joshua, lead us, we pray, through the waters of our baptism into the promised land of our eternal home, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.